Hi, Matt. It's Steve Stairs here from Benton Resources, here to give you a good update on the Great Burnt Copper project that Benton is advancing in central Newfoundland.
Good, Matt. Steve, good to see you. Obviously, we caught up with you in Canada recently, but you put out a bit of news, good news, because I think it suggests that people like what you're doing. You've just raised some money.
Yeah, we're in the process of closing a $3 million placement at 15 cents. We're bringing in a large institution from Europe for 9.9% at a company, and also a few brokers and individuals participating throughout Canada and possibly even the US.
Okay, 9.9. What are they buying into? What do they like about what you're doing?
Well, clearly copper is very hot, and it's a commodity that that we need around the world. It's one of the more stable of commodities, moving forward into the green technology metals, electric car motors, housing, et cetera, et cetera. I believe they see an opportunity in this high-grade copper deposit that was, previously not recognized. And getting in at these levels, I think, is a clear indication of where this beautiful deposit and project can go.
It's kind of interesting to me because obviously metals are global, but is the North American market slightly lagging behind Europe? Because we're getting a little bit of excitement over here on commodities again, and more specifically equities again. So was it just part of a European roadshow? Did you want European input? Or is he just not getting the love and attention back home?
Yeah, I mean, we met up with some great guys at the PDAC, had meetings. We had previous relations with some of these individuals in the past, not this particular fund, but certainly the introduction to them. So they like the story that it's a family office that owns stock. So they introduced us. And, I think... I think Europe is a little bit ahead of the Canadian and American markets. The TSX, as you know, has been beaten up pretty bad, and the venture even worse. So hard for small caps to gain any traction, right, especially in this current market.
Yeah, well, like I say, I think it suggests that you have something good going on there, because I think a lot of juniors are struggling, cash strapped, and not getting the attention which they feel they deserve. So I guess show me, don't tell me. In this case, when you close that, you'll have $3 million to play with. Let's just talk about what you've done in the last 6 months. Remind people what it is that you've got and what you're going to be building out into this year.
Yeah, so we started with a small resource of just over 1.1 million tons at 2.5% copper historically. Even though it was a modern 43-101 in 2022 that was compiled, but most of it was using historical data and drill holes. Once Bruce Ridge Resources, who was our partner and we picked this project up, started drilling this in 2016, they realized that there is a very high-grade core to this deposit that was not well-defined in drilling. And Benton optioned this ground from Spruce Ridge. We drilled 22 holes in 5,600 meters in November, with majority of those holes hitting spectacular results, such as 20 meters of 5.5% copper, 24 meters of 5.5%. So when you hit these type of world-class intercepts, one seems to really think that there could be something very special about a high-grade deposit. The size really is wide open. We just demonstrated that from drill hole 34 in our last campaign, which was our second phase that was completed in January, February, and down plunge 50 meters, deepest hole on the project, we cut 1.75% copper over 5 meters with some higher grade sections over like 1 meter. So it's wide open.
Okay, so it's wide open, but here's the thing for kind of non-technical audience. They need to understand, what is this picture you're trying to paint? Because having nice high grade numbers in headlines is one thing, but you've got to kind of, you know, I guess paint this picture of how this thing gets built out. That scale, it's wide open. So you've got the scale, and they constantly, what you're looking for is the continuity of the grade for sure, but to deliver pounds in the ground or ounces, depending on what you're looking for. So what does this year look like in terms of how you allocate your capital?
Well, one, we have to continue drilling the deposit down plunge. Outside of that, we are doing downhole geophysics on not only our current drilling, but also some historical holes that we have a geophysicist hired, Alan King, who is a very well-known Canadian geophysicist that worked for Inco Valley in the Voisey Bay area and the Sudbury area. He defined many targets that became resources for those bigger companies. So he has already reinterpreted some of our data, and also our new data that's coming in is looking very good with strong conductors. So we have a lot of expansion targets that we are, going to test this summer on the main deposit. But outside of that, there's six historical zones that seen very little work and modern exploration, including what they call a South Pond copper gold deposit that's got like 250,000 tons at 1.5% copper and 1.5 grams gold. And if it's any indication to what we're hitting in the new drilling at Great Burnt with the bigger grades and bigger thicknesses, we're really excited about getting up on that old deposit that was not touched since 1970 in drilling, and re-drilling that resource and chasing also that further down plunge using modern technology and geophysics and so forth. And we've also pinpointed the type of geophysics we need, because these seem to be what they call superconductors, and the time decay when you basically push the energy into the ground, because they're so conductive, it actually absorbs all the energy, so you actually get a weak conductor versus a strong conductor. So using various new technologies, Crone geophysics, step process, we can now identify these very superconductors. And so that's just one thing that we're using now to be able to identify the larger picture targets as we move forward.
Right. And you've obviously been hitting the grades, which is great. It's in terms of, okay, you can talk about the magnetics and EM conductors and drilling down there, but we saw in Toronto a lot of new technologies being talked about in terms of helping companies kind of find stuff. You've been hitting it out of the park, actually. So is the way that you've been doing it good enough to kind of in terms of what you're going to be doing going forward? Are you more of the same, or are you going to be looking to new technologies that are going to help what you're doing?
Well, both. Because, of course, when you are hitting it, why would you stop if your method is working? And basically, what we've identified is a good plunge. Previous operators had tried to chase this down plunge, but again, using very small Winkey core, they were basically making best guess to where this was going. We have, by luck or skill, maybe more luck, have identified that there has been a bit of an offset in the main deposit at depth. Now there is what they call a lower zone on the main deposit as well. So we don't know if the lower zone is coming across or if the upper zone has been faulted down slightly, because we have drilled a hole in between, almost right in a little fault zone that kind of come up with weaker mineralization between two really high grade zones. We need a little bit more drilling in that area to define that. But nevertheless, we have identified the massive sulfide that's continuing. So we'll just keep stepping out and drill some holes. If we miss, we'll pulse the holes, but we'll also pulse the holes that we hit in to see if we can identify up dip, projections of the massive sulfides, where it starts coming in, to hit the thicker sections of it. So, all the technology and old resources are also helping us, or old data is also helping us vector in and targeting these deposits.
Okay. Now, you mentioned there earlier, you talked about, the six historical zones as well, and you've kind of got a big land bank as it is. You've got to go about this as a small company. You've got to go about this efficiently in a way where hopefully the information resonates with the marketplace, but also gives you what you're going to need to be able to, deliver to any of these kind of large European type investors or otherwise. And come back to telling that story about how you can build this thing up, because you're chasing was semi massive or massive sulfides. It's going to require continual fundraising and drilling to kind of work out the extent and the size and the scale of the opportunity here in front of you. So this year's drill program, on top of the five and a half or so that you've done in phase one, what does that look like? What type of drilling, what type of data are you hunting for?
Yeah, so obviously drilling is expensive, and deep drilling more expensive. So we'll limit, our spending to the deeper drilling, maybe a little bit more aggressive step outs, so that if we do hit, we add, substantial tons, maybe 100 meters. Mm-hmm. This time we went 50 meters. We wanted the proof of concept that the deposit was going. So we've now identified that. So next step outs will probably be more like 100 meters. And of course, 100 meters of massive sulfides adds significant tons, as do 50 meters. Now, that's the more expensive part of the programs, of course. Now, we have the South Pond deposits, South Pond A and B, where Spruce Ridge drilled some really wide intercepts of, ore-grade gold, we would say, 50 meters of 1.79 grams or 1.69 grams of gold on surface, with some credits of cobalt and copper and silver. And so those are cheaper targets, because we can go up and drill right from surface, very shallow holes, 50 meters, say, down to 100. So we can do a lot of drilling for fairly cheap in those targets. Also, trenching is very cheap. An excavator, is far cheaper than a drill rig. And prospecting and soil sampling and geochem sampling, also cheap. So we could go a long ways with very simple exploration. And so that's the strategy in the first phase. The summer will be very aggressive in all those aspects. We'll also be trenching off the main deposit to get the surface sampling completed on it, and also detail mapping to understand some of the lithogeochem sampling. We've partnered with some technical people from Memorial University in Newfoundland. Will also help us with some geochemistry, footwall alteration and hanging wall alteration and so forth, for further targeting through to 25 kilometers of belt that we have. It's going to be busy, but these are all steps that will be taken to advance us into new discoveries and expansion of what we have.
Okay, and now you've got, and you talk about, having copper, gold, silver, zinc, and cobalt in there, polymetallic type story, which I think historically has been sort of harder to tell, but recent successes with polymetallic companies have maybe paved the way for people to maybe understand this a little bit better. But when do you start looking at things like network, so people can understand, well, actually, I know you're very early in the drilling process, but with polymetallics, perhaps it needs that little bit of explanation to say, well, actually, we're confident that we'll get good recoveries here. So it's, in the future, we are building something substantive.
Yeah, so Spruce Ridge had done actually some metallic work back, I think, in 2021, and had extremely good recoveries of copper, plus 80%, I think, somewhere 86% recoveries on copper. I don't think they done much for any other of the metals at that current time. They were more looking at what they could recover from copper. So just in those indications alone, we know that copper recovery is going to be, really, really good. And of course, that was like a one or two phase, fairly industry standard, you know, copper recovery process. With refining, I'm sure that can be, you know, done much more efficiently and a higher copper concentrate made. So we will start that work eventually. I think it's too early for us now. But knowing that and having that in our hands, you know, is comforting that the copper recoveries are going to be fairly high. This is going to be a work in progress. Now, I see tons and tons of polymetallic companies that will release, you know, 20 meters of 2% copper equivalent. In fact, most of them do that. We don't do that at Benton. We've been separating our copper cobalt in the charts, only for the fact that we actually don't know what the recoveries could be. And, you know, it is great to have a polymetallic deposit. Obviously, gold would probably be a little easier to recover than most other metals. Going to a smelter, they'll probably take most of the silver. And if the zinc is too low, they'll take that, et cetera. And you may get some cobalt because it'll be attached to copper. But those are things we'll find out as we move it forward. But our grades of copper are, you know, equivalent to some of the best that's being released in the world right now. So that's what's most important. And of course, the demand for copper is starting to skyrocket, as is the price because of that.
$4.23 today, not too shabby. Not too shabby. I think gold's over $200-$300. So it's all to play for this year for you guys. Right. Well, look, Steve, I appreciate the update. And I know you're actually on a break at the moment because you'd had to cancel your last couple of breaks. So I appreciate you dialing in and give us an update on where you're at. Well done on the raise, I have to say. And looking forward to seeing some of these assays coming back for sure.
Yeah, thanks very much, Matt. This is going to be one heck of a summer for Benton and its shareholders. I'm super confident that we will add substantial tons and grades to this whole region as we complete the summer's exploration program.